With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Huge crowds expected shortly in New Jersey as Donald Trump headlines a rally, thousands settling in the resort town of Wildwood. Russian forces have begun a renewed ground assault on Ukraine's northeast, that in a battle that has forced more than 1,700 people to flee from the Kharkiv region. BBC correspondent James Waterhouse.
It's the first time, really, since 2022 that we have seen Russian forces cross this part of the border in a meaningful way, where we had small groups of troops with armored vehicles attacking two villages. But as President Zelensky acknowledges, the question is, what next? Is this building for a bigger attack? You have 35,000 troops and counting gathering inside Russia. And it is clear that invading forces want to capitalize on this delayed American help for Ukrainian forces.
Also at SRNnews.com, retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis says Israel needs all the support it can get from Uncle Sam if it's going to protect civilians while it battles Hamas terrorists.
We have to support them with cyber, with intelligence, with the mechanisms they need to decommission this complex of tunnels that are beneath Gaza.
Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges set to go forward next month. His attorneys have not been successful in getting the judge in the case to dismiss the prosecution. That trial set for June 3rd in Delaware. Federal judge in Texas temporarily halting a plan by the Biden team to lower late fees on credit cards down to $8. That was slated to go into effect next week. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical telling Christians how to vote.
Liberty University Chancellor Jonathan Falwell says it's simple, really. Just select the candidate in each race that gets closest to what's right. Falwell tells the Christian Post, quote, "We have a responsibility to find people that most closely align with biblical truth and our values, and that will espouse the kind of truths that we believe flow from the Word of God." He says there are no perfect candidates, but believers must be engaged in the process nonetheless. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Denmark liberalizing its abortion laws, making it legal for women to terminate pregnancies up to the 18th week. Previous limit had been the 12th week. Government officials say that law will be changed to allow girls between the ages of 15 and 17 years old to have an abortion without parental consent. This is SRN News. A disaster declaration for Southwest Alaska.
Governor Mike Dunleavy issued the decree for communities that experienced flooding due to the spring breakup of river ice and snowmelt. The Anchorage Daily News reports the water surrounded some homes and low-lying areas of the regional hub of Bethel, while much of the Quetzaluk was flooded and high water had cut off access to the airport at Paskiak. Authorities say significant snow amounts and ice contributed to the higher waters and flooding, with conditions made worse by an ice dam that formed near the mouth of the Kuskokwim River. A flood warning is in place. Rhonda Rockstuer reporting.
UN Food Agency says 300 Afghans have died in flash flooding that destroyed more than 1,000 homes in the northern province of Bogolan. World Food Program says it's now distributing fortified biscuits to the survivors in one of the many regions. More details at srnnews.com.